Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 701 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection, Senate Joint Resolution Number 71 is before the Senate in final passage. Madam Secretary, read the bill, please.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 71 relating to British fur labeling.
Discussion. Question's been called. The question being, shall Senate Joint Resolution Number 71 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. Senate Joint Resolution Number 71 has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, one unexcused absence.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 64 by the Labor and Commerce Committee declaring June 17, 1988 as Harvey Cushing MD Day. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution and recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Booth, Chairman, concurring. Senators Hensley, Josephson, and Fanning. Zero fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Lyas and Chairman, concurring. Senators Hensley and Fakes.
Discussion, amendments, debate. Senator Josephson.
I've been asked to speak on this because, as a coincidence, Madam President, the name Harvey Cushing was a household name when I was a little boy. And the reason was because he was a distinguished neurosurgeon, one of the pioneer neurosurgeons, and he happened to be the training doctor of my uncle who studied under him. And it went beyond that, I think. I think my uncle was a poor boy who worked his way through medical school and had the good fortune to meet Dr. Cushing and become involved with his practice. And so Dr. Cushing was a hero in our family for what he did in his field and also for this relative of mine. And so when, coincidentally, this appeared in the State Affairs Committee, I leaped out of my seat, as I'm wont to do, and endorsed this resolution, and I urge its passage because the neurological community wants to recognize this pioneer doctor and the fact that a stamp has been issued in his honor.
Senator Hensley.
Madam President, I likewise leap to my feet to support it. I would like to have added amendment on it to include myself. I was born on June 17th.
Very good, sir. Does anyone else wish to leap to their feet? What do we want to do with Cushing? Senator Abood.
I would have been a co-sponsor had the good Dr. Cushing done something a little better for one of my colleagues.
Is there further discussion? Question has been called. The question being, are you ready for the question? Question being, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 64 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 64 has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, one unexcused absence. Been quiet though with that unexcused absence. Madam Secretary, read the next item on the calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 67 by the Rules Committee proposing amendments to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature related to meetings of legislative bodies, deadlines for session work, and to letters of intent. Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 67, new title. Calendar and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chairman concurring. Senators Hensley and Fakes. There is a rules.
Mr. Rules Chairman.
Madam President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the Rules Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original resolution.
Without objection, the Rules Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 67 has been adopted in lieu of the original resolution.
The committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 67 rules by the Rules Committee proposing an amendment to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to deadlines for session work and to letters of intent.
Discussion, debate. Senator Fanning.
Can I have a brief at ease, Madam President?
Senate will stand at ease. 1 o'clock. Will the Senate come back to order, please? Will the Senate come back to order? The Majority Leader is about to make a motion by popular consent.
Madam President, by popular demand, I would move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 67 rules be returned to rules, and it's not the second section, it's the first section.
Senator Kelly.
Madam President, I don't object to the bill going back to the Rules Committee, but I want to commend the Rules Committee for addressing this problem area. As Rules Chairman in the second session of a limited session, I know that you have to have, not only constitutionally do we have to have these deadlines, but just mechanically and functionally we have to have these deadlines. And I think that it's a good effort on the Rules Chairman's part in bringing this out, and I hope we see this out again before we adjourn so we can get it over the House and have something to go by next year. They don't have to be perfect because we can always suspend the rules, but let's at least have something on the books that we can be looking at.
Senator Eliason.
No, I'm...
Senator Krutula. Senator Krutula.
President, Senate, I hope it goes back to rules and stays there for this session, myself.
Senator Yulee.
Senator from Eagle River. I think that the schedule is good, and I think that's something maybe some people got a little excited. They just saw it on their desks, and so maybe that just needs a little work, and then it can come back.
I like it, Senator Fisher.
Yes, Madam President, if it does come back, I think it's a for show resolution. It sounds great, it's cosmetic, and the only thing that makes sense to me is to take 30 days from every one of those figures, then we have a good resolution.
Is there any objection to taking this bill back to the Rules Committee? Without objection, CS for Senate concurrent resolution number 67 rules goes back to rules. We have a citation calendar now. I'd like to do the same thing right now that we did this morning. That's a long citation calendar. Come up to the Senate Secretary during an at ease and get your names on the citation. Senate stands at ease. Senate will come back to order.
Towards the other part of it.
Senate will come back to order. Will the Senate secretaries come to order? You're getting worse than row two. Madam Secretary, read the citations, please.
Honoring Thomas Overman by Senators Fisher and Sturgalewski. Honoring Glenn Jackson by Senator Fisher. Honoring Kenai Peninsula United Way by Senators Fisher and Sturgalewski. Honoring Nikki Duros by Senator Zaroff and Representative Davidson. Honoring Joseph W. Alexander by Senators Krutula, Sturgalewski, Kelly, Rohde, Josephson, and Eliason. Honoring Dr. Roscoe Taylor, Professor of Agronomy Emeritus by Senators Krutula, Sturgalewski, and Halford. Honoring Dr. Leslie J. Klebsiedel, Professor of Agronomy Emeritus by Senator Krutula. Honoring Katie Hurley by Representatives Pierce, Colin Gall, Porcio, Boyer, Grunberg, Phillips, Senator Szymanski, Krutula, Halford, Josephson, Eliason, Sturgalewski, Rohde, and Kelly. Honoring Bill Pagaran by Representatives Menard and Larson, Senators Szymanski and Krutula. Honoring Wasilla High School News Writing Award winners by Representatives Menard and Larson, Senators Szymanski, Krutula, and Sturgalewski. Honoring the 1987-88 Wasilla High School Academic Decathlon Team by Representatives Menard and Larson, Senators Szymanski, Krutula, and Sturgalewski. Honoring the 1987-88 Wasilla High School Warriors Women's Volleyball Team by Representatives Menard and Larson, Senators Szymanski, Krutula, and Sturgalewski. Honoring the 1987-88 Wasilla High School Warriors Men's Hockey Team by Representatives Menard, Larson, and Phillips, Senators Szymanski, Krutula, and Sturgalewski. Honoring Wasilla Library 50th Anniversary by Representatives Menard, Larson, Grunberg, Senators Szymanski, Krutula, and Sturgalewski. honoring Wasilla High School FHA Hero Students by Representatives Menard and Larson, Senators Szymanski, Kurtula, and Strugulewski, honoring Wasilla High School student winners, 1988 State Vocational Industrial Clubs of America Skills Olympics by Representatives Menard and Larson, Senators Szymanski, Kurtula, and Strugulewski, honoring 1987-88 Wasilla High School Track and Field by Representatives Menard and Larson, Senators Szymanski, Kurtula, and Strugulewski, honoring Wasilla High School Office Education Association students by Representatives Menard and Larson, Senators Szymanski, Kurtula, and Strugulewski, honoring veterans of foreign wars post 55-62 by Representatives Herman and Grunberg, Senators Sharoff, Strugulewski, and Eliason.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, at the risk of endangering myself through the ire of everyone here, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be granted permission to enter as a co-sponsor on Katie Hurley citation.
Without objection, Senator Fahrenkamp, you are will be shown as a co-sponsor in the Katie Hurley citation if you tell us what you were doing at the Addies. Senator Duncan.
I was reading these at the Addies and I missed one. I want to.
Senator Duncan.
Let me see if I can find it to be sure it's the right one.
You don't want to co-sponsor somebody you don't know.
Yeah. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor on the Joseph W. Alexander citation.
Without objection, Senator Duncan will be shown as a co-sponsor in the Joseph W. Alexander citation. Any others? Senator Henson.
Madam President, I really was on call down the hall. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor on the Katie Hurley citation.
Without objection, Senator Hensley will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Katie Hurley citation. Senator, if you didn't have a chance to do others, you are welcome to add as co-sponsor. Is there additional citations that you might have missed, sir? Okay. Further additions, corrections, subtractions, deletions? Senator Eliason.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be adopted.
Without objection, the citations on this evening's calendar have been adopted. Mr. Majority Leader, will you move us to standing committee reports, please?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to standing committee reports.
Without objection, the Senate will return to standing committee reports. Madam Secretary, do you have any standing committee reports?
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 514 relating to farming of aquatic plants and shellfish and providing for an effective date, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 514 Finance with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Halford, co-chairman, and Senators Ewing and Hensley signed no recommendation. Senators Duncan, Fisher, and Jaroff signed do pass. There is a new fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 514 has no further referral.
Rules Committee, please.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 116, Finance Amended, creating the Board of Electrical Examiners and relating to the Principal Executive Officer of the State Medical Board, providing for an effective date. A majority of the committee recommended do pass. The report was signed by Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Julian and Fahrenkamp. Committee substitute for House Bill 116, Finance Amended, has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 198, Judiciary, Permissive and Non-Permissive Use of Land, and recommends it be replaced with Senate committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 198, Resources, with a new title, and a majority do pass. The report was signed by Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senators Fisher, Strugulewski, and Fanning. Senator Jaroff signed no recommendation. There is a new zero fiscal note attached. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 198 Judiciary has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered Committee substitute for House Bill number 364 Judiciary, Commercial Fishing Violations and Providing for an Effective Date. recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 364, Resources, with a new title, and a majority do pass. The report was signed by Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senators Fanning, Fisher, Sturgalewski, and Jaroff. There's a new zero fiscal note attached. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 364, Judiciary, has a no further referral.
Rules Committee, please.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 431, Finance, amended, making an appropriation to the Neighborhood Revitalization and Development Fund and providing for an effective date, and reports it back as follows. Senator Kelly, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Senators Ewing and Fahrenkamp signed do pass. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 431, Finance, amended, has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Those are the standing committee reports this evening, Madam President.
Is there any other business to come before the Senate? Senator Halford?
Madam President, under announcements.
Under announcements, Senator Halford.
Madam President, the Finance Committee will meet and will be adjourned by 9 o'clock. Hopefully, we'll be able to get a few bills up.
Senator Cotulla?
The Judiciary Committee, too, has a few bills that need attention. I hope tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we do have the room available, so I hope there'll be at least a quorum at 9, or I'll be in session at 9. Not.
No, sir. We will not be in session. 9 o'clock for Judiciary?
Yes, bills.
Senator Eliason.
Madam President, the Rules Committee will meet upon adjournment. We'll be taking up Senate Joint Resolution Number 17 relating to federally managed conservation units in the state. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 170, Finance, an Act extending collective bargaining rights to the non-certified school district employees. Senate Bill Number 514, an Act relating to farming of aquatic plants and shellfish and providing effective date. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 116, Finance, amended, an Act creating the Board of Electrical Examiners and relating to the Principal Executive Office of the State Medical Board and providing for effective date. Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill Number 198, Judiciary, an Act relating to permissive and non-permissive use of land, and Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 364, Judiciary, an Act relating to commercial fishing violations and providing for effective date. In the Belts Room.
Senator Kelly.
The Senate Labor and Commerce meeting will meet tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 or directly following session to hear House Bill 459, an Act relating to liability for release of hazardous substances.
Further announcements? Senator Halford?
Will we be coming into session tomorrow?
Senator Eliason?
Madam President, we're going to convene tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Senator Halford?
Madam President, I think the schedule, as far as I know it tomorrow, at least for finance, will be conference committee from 8:30 to 9:30. The finance committee will be going in at 9:30, probably till 11:30 or before noon.
The idea of having a 1 o'clock session tomorrow is so that we can eat before session. Is there further business to come before the Senate? Senate will stand at ease. Senator Eliason.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 1 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, May 7th, 1988.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 1 p.m. Saturday, May 7th.
Amazing, we got that.